we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 FM right here in Cocoa, Florida. Today's Modern Worship. This is Bob Arthurs coming to you. You're listening to the Refresh radio program, and we pray that this program will be a blessing to you today to get you ready for the weekend, get you fixated on worshiping God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, all your understanding. Bring your all when you come to church, and offer God your best. You know, a lot of times people are rearranging their church schedule around their schedule, what they want to do, where they're going to go, and all that sort of stuff. And if you have obligations, I understand that they're, you know, the Monday through Friday job doesn't exist to as large a degree as it used to. But I just want to throw this out there to you. The most important part of the kingdom of God is the King. And so let's make sure that we offer God our very best, our first fruits, if you will, and keep Him that highest priority in your life. And so if that means you got to go to bed earlier on a Saturday night to make sure that you're ready for church on a Sunday morning, you know, do whatever is necessary, but let's keep God our highest priority this weekend. I want to say thank you today to Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. If they can be of any assistance to you with electrical problems, air conditioning problems, heating issues, whatever it might be, they travel all throughout the county, and since we've been on the radio, the testimony that I get from Wyrick Air is that the Lord has truly blessed them that times in the past where there would kind of be lulls, that they don't have those long periods of slow time anymore. And so I just want to say thank you to the folks of that listen to the radio program, for calling them and blessing the body of Christ, and they want to be a blessing to you. And so we celebrate them, we honor them, and if they can be a blessing to you with electrical, heating, air conditioning, whatever it might be, give them a call. They do travel throughout the county, and it will work out well for all parties involved. So today we're going to go back. We're talking about what does life look inside like for those inside the kingdom. And, you know, Jesus described himself as a bridegroom in one place, and talks about the friend of the bridegroom, rejoices at the sound of his voice, rejoices at his good fortune. And I pray today that we would have that same mindset towards Jesus, that we would realize He is the focal point of the kingdom, and that we would celebrate our relationship with Him. We would celebrate His many blessings in our life, that we would celebrate the people that we come in contact with. I like to refer to the body of Christ as the cream of the crop, or the A-team. And there is no plan B. There's no alternative. You are God's best. A lot of people think that it's the rejects of society that end up coming and clinging to the cross. I want you to understand that I believe it is the people who said, you know what, there is a higher form of wisdom that I can avail myself. It is the wisdom of the Word of God, and I'm going to avail myself of it. And so I don't believe that it is the rejects of society that are the pillars of the body of Christ. I believe it is the cream, the A-team, the starters, if you will. And the great thing about the body of Christ is everybody gets to participate. When I was in sports, there was a lot of times where I got to go through all of the practices just like everybody else, but because I was so small, they felt like the best position for me was on the bench. You know, not so much in baseball, but in football, I was doing a lot more bench sitting than I was playing on the field. The great thing about the body of Christ is that that is not the case for us. We all get to participate. We all get to be actively involved. That's what God wants for us. So today we're going to begin with our study. We're going through the Sermon on the Mount. We're at the Lord's Prayer. Right now we are discussing verse number 10 of Matthew chapter 6, "Your kingdom come, your will be done." And today, as we're going through this particular aspect of the study, we're going to begin reading in Matthew chapter 13 and verse number 31. And there it says, "Another parable he put forth to them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs, and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches." So earlier we were in Matthew chapter 13 and talked about that the kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which is a very small ingredient, but as you work it throughout the dough, it has an effect upon the entire thing. The kingdom of God does not always start off with an impressive-looking appearance, if you will. You see, God starts working with things that are very small. Now, forgiveness of sins, that's not a small thing. That's a massive thing. But it takes a while before what has taken place on the inside manifests in what is going on the outside. And so the point I want to share with you about this particular passage of Scripture is that the people who are actively participating in the kingdom of God, they are in a constant state of transformation. They are being transformed from something that is small and insignificant and easily overlooked. That may be the way that we start, but that is not the result that God is wanting us to end up with. Listen, if you still resemble if you've been saved for a long period of time and you still greatly resemble your lifestyle, greatly resembles the life that you were leading prior to coming to Jesus, there's a problem there. Your growth has been stunted. And God never plants that mustard seed that is described here in Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 and 32. He never plants that mustard seed, which is very tiny, and intends for it to stay in that exact condition. It is supposed to be broken. It is supposed to grow. It is supposed to receive nutrition from the soil that it has been planted in. And listen, God is the Lord of the harvest. He knows exactly the conditions to plant us in so that we will thrive. And so there's just the right moisture, there's just the right pressure, there's the right soil content, it's got the proper nutritional balance, and so it is expected that seed is one of these days going to have a breakthrough. My daughter, one of my daughters, is working on an avocado seed. And she comes home and she gives us a report. I remember growing avocado seeds when I was in elementary school. But she comes and she brings us these reports about the transformation that is taking place in the seed. Listen, there are a lot of different stages between seed and being an herb that is of such magnificent sizing that it could be likened to a tree. Okay? So there's a lot of different stages inside there. It's not about us being arrogant that we are further along in the process than someone else. It is the fact that God is working us closer and closer and closer to that intended result that he has in our life, and that is that we become a source of blessing. Okay? It goes on and it says, this seed becomes, when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. And so this seed grows and it becomes a blessing to the community around it. There's some people that said, you know what? You have something that is very essential in my life. And so they would come and they would find rest. They would find shelter. They would find blessing. They would find protection. And that's what the body of Christ is. If you and I are out there trying to do life like the Lone Ranger, when we find ourselves in a very dangerous situation, where are we going to go? This mustard plant that has become a tree, it would provide camouflage for the enemy. It would provide shade for the heat. It would provide a place where others who are God has brought into that community, that they can find their place in the body of Christ. And so I pray that you and I, we will work on growing. Don't just continue to do 20 until you're 80. Okay? When I first got into the ministry, I remember a person describing a pastor, and he said, well, I've been pastoring for 15 years. And the person said, well, actually, you haven't grown any, you just continue moving from spot to spot to spot. And you have pastored for 3 years, five different times. And you and I, we need to be continuing to grow, continuing to hear, to continue to learn, to continue to strive to be the best blessing that we can be. And so, I've told you, I started doing radio. I got asked to do one radio program with a guy in our church. It was disastrous. And then in 1996, I did a radio program for a few months, and it was a lot of work, and it wasn't very effective. And so there was no one more surprised about getting invited to do the Refresh radio program here 5 days a week than me. I thought that was all part of my past. But here we are, we're 5 years later, and I'm still trying to become a better pastor. I'm trying to become a better radio pastor, if you will. I'm not just resting on my laurels. I'm still trying to improve. And so you and I want to challenge you. When God starts working in your life, it might seem like a small thing, but don't despise small beginnings. God can do a great work, and he can cause great and mighty things to take place. Keep pressing on. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't get frustrated. Say, God, work in this situation. I see a lot of commercials, if you will, advertisements, promos that come out about marriage seminars and things like that. And one of the things that I see in many of those promos is that it's couples who were on the brink of dissolution. They were just about to call it quits, and then God did a work in their life, and then he set them on a path of being a blessing to others who were in similar places than where they were. And so I want to encourage you, don't quit, grow. If you're frustrated in your marriage, don't throw in the towel. Grow. For your spouse's sake, grow. For your sake, grow. For your kids' sake, grow. Become the best person that you can be. Make every area of your life. And you know, we've talked about this kingdom mindset that it works through the whole branch. Whatever area of your life it is, grow in that thing with the intent on becoming a blessing to those around you. God, what can you do in this area of my life that is going to take it from a point of insignificance to a point of blessing? I've got a friend of mine, and I will tell you that he is a blessing. He is a blessing. He is very gifted in what he does, but I would say that more important than his paycheck is the fact that he's a blessing. He is a source of encouragement, a source of joy, a source of peace. He is a light that shines in the darkness. He is there. He is positioned strategically to touch people in their lives and to be able to join up with them when they are under attack. He's a blessing. And so I want to encourage you, set that as the goal. God, make me a great blessing, whether it's at the job, in my neighborhood, wherever it might be. Set me to be a blessing. You know, one of the ways that can take place is just to be observant. So, you know, I have some contacts information for a number of my friends. And so if I see their windows down and the rain is getting ready to come, I'll try calling them. I'll send them a text and say, hey, your vehicle's getting ready to get really wet. If I see headlights on, I call them and text them and let them know, just to be there to be a blessing. It doesn't have to be something super massive that demonstrates, hey, you are important to me. The things that are important to you are important to me, and I'm here for you if you need me. So I would encourage you to grow. And one of the things that happens when we grow, if you turn over to Matthew chapter 21, Matthew chapter 21 and verse number 42, Jesus said to them, have you never read? Well, let's drop back to verse number 41. They said to him, he will destroy those wicked men miserably and lease his vineyard to other vine dressers who will render to him the fruits in their seasons. Jesus said to them, have you never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it, and whoever falls on the stone will be broken, but on whomever it falls, it will grind him to powder. Verse 43, therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it. You and I, when we are in the kingdom of God, we are going to be fruit bearers. We're constantly looking. Listen, when the goal is producing fruit, that means we don't even regret the pruner's shears, because we know that the Lord of the harvest is working to make us even more fruitful, to make us even more healthy. I was walking my daughter's dog here not too long ago, and she was unable to walk the dog that particular night. And so I was walking the dog, and I saw this tree. And it's not the first time I've seen the tree, but on this particular night, I was captivated by seeing this new growth that was coming out of this particular tree. And there was all sorts of what I would call fruit. It wasn't a fruit tree, but it was what this particular tree is designed to produce. It was seed pods, and I mean, it was just loaded. And here was the thought that came to me, and that is this: that tree is not just producing fruit, it's producing fruit that's going to have generational impact. The fruit that it produces is going to grow from seed to becoming a tree, and it's going to reach that fruit-bearing stage, and then that, and it is going to be into perpetuity. You know, it depends on what you're looking to grow as to how quick you're going to see it move from seed to fruit-bearing. You know, if you're looking to grow mushrooms, that can happen pretty quickly, but they don't last very long. But I remember seeing this article a couple of weeks ago about a branch of a tree. The tree was over 300 years old, and it had fallen off and hit a car, I think is what it hit. And the thing that caught my attention about that tree was that makes that tree older than the United States of America is as a country. When America was, you know, just becoming its own independent nation, that tree didn't look very impressive. Even, you know, a few years before that, it was just an acorn. It was a massive oak tree that fell. And so there had been something that took place a long, long time ago that had produced this massive tree. And I wonder how much fruit, how many acorns, how many trees are alive today because of what that tree had gone through. We are called to produce fruit. There's two types of fruit. There is the fruit of character, and there is the fruit of new life taking place inside the kingdom of God. We are called to produce both types of fruit. We are supposed to grow. We are supposed to grow spiritually. And so you look in Galatians chapter 5 and you see the fruit of the Spirit. But we are also supposed to be reaching those who do not know about Jesus with the love of God, so that they too can enjoy the blessings and the favor and the master craftsmanship of God working in their life. I remember years and years and years ago hearing statistics about how few people inside the body of Christ actually ever lead another person to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this particular study said the younger a church is, not as in the younger demographic, but whether it's a brand new church, all of a sudden they realize they're strategically planted in a community and they start out working to make tremendous amounts of kingdom impact. Let's put it that way. I'm gonna call it the fruit of character and the fruit of kingdom impact. But something happens the longer the church goes. And so I think the statistic was, you know, for new church plants, you know, it'll for about every three people in the congregation, they would lead one person to Jesus over the course of a year. And then by the time you hit 7 years, I think it was about it took seven people in the church to lead one person to Jesus. And then by the time you got to be in an established older congregation, it was taking 83. It would require 83 people to lead one person to Jesus. And I want you to know, that's not God's plan. That may be the statistic. Now, there could also be a number of other reasons. That could be an abandonment of the gospel. That could be a complacency with ministry. It could be the age of the congregation and things like that as far as the demographic goes. But at Merit Assembly of God, we're saying, you know what? We want to be more like that brand new church producing kingdom fruit. And so the heirs of the kingdom, listen, we either produce fruit or God's going to find somebody who will produce fruit. I don't want to be just saved and not doing anything for the King. I want to be being as productive as I possibly can be. And it's not just the heart of a pastor that should be. That should be the heart of every person in the body of Christ, that you want to see the lost saved. I was reading a book recently, and it's an older book. It was called Why Revival Tarries by Leonard Ravenhill. And he quoted a person in there from a historical perspective. And he said, I wish that I could train people to have a heart for the lost. And he said, if I had the ability, what I would do is I would take them and I would dangle them over the gates or the flames of hell for 24 hours to where they could really grasp the reality of how horrible an eternity apart from Christ is. And he said, and after 24 hours, I believe that when they come back, they would have a heart to be fruitful for the kingdom of God. Let's be about the master's business. It is serious, serious business. It's about people's eternity. And today I want to encourage you, let's not reach that place of complacency. Let's not be content staying a seed. Let's not be content staying a sapling. Let's not be content just occupying the soil and holding our ground and waiting for the Lord to come. Let's be about growing and maturing and reaching Brevard County with the love of Jesus Christ, because Jesus wants people in Brevard County to be part of his kingdom. It is a glorious kingdom with a glorious King. We'll see you next week right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Be mad for my King. Nothing, Lord, is hindering the passion in my soul.